There is a small but thriving surfing scene in northern Minnesota, where surfers rave about waves that rival the hot spots in Hawaii or California. They congregate at a cove where 15-foot waves curl and break on icy rocks in sub-freezing temperatures. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker has this look at the allure of catching winter waves on the Great Lakes.
Near a rocky bay about 15 miles up the shore of Lake Superior from Duluth, Eric Wilkie is sitting in his warm pickup truck, watching a half dozen neoprene-clad figures bob up and down in the 8-foot aquamarine swells. He's so excited his words come in bursts.
This is a hairy day. This is one of the hairier days. This is the biggest day we've had this year. So everybody's elated, you know. The danger factor is right up there as high as it can be. The adrenaline is pumping.
It's the day after a strong winter storm. Its 35-mile-per-hour winds created ideal surf conditions. They blew out of the north, allowing waves to develop over 300 miles of water, a distance surfers call fetch. It's actually kind of mild, 25 degrees. Wilkie stuffs his slender 54-year-old frame into not one, but two wetsuits. After putting on booties, gloves, and a hood, only his face is visible when he heads for the lake.
Hey, good to see you, dude.
Come on, man.
Looks like you had fun out there.
Oh, yeah.
Wilkie carefully makes his way across ice-covered rocks, dives into the water, and paddles 50 yards out to where the waves are starting to crest. He kneels on his board as if in prayer, waiting for that perfect wave. Then he paddles furiously into position, stands up and rides near the top of a 6-foot wave, mist sparkling over his bright yellow board. Nearly an hour later, after several more rides, Wilkie comes to shore, his face bright red and cold, but plastered with an ear-to-ear grin.
Okay, that was fun. Oh, love to see the waves big. Love to see all my friends getting great rides.
He heads back to his idling pickup to warm up. Bob Tima is also taking a break. A Honolulu native moved to Minnesota more than 2 decades ago to study graphic design. After living here a couple years, he wondered, could he surf Lake Superior?
He was once a surfer, always a surfer. So growing up, surfing, you know, and once he moved into some place where there is no surf, he started to get antsy.
After a few years exploring the shore, he discovered there's some excellent surfing on Lake Superior. When he first started 15 years ago, it was just him and a buddy. Now he estimates about 50 surfers ply the winter waves. He says surfing scenes have popped up around the Great Lakes, from Sheboygan, Wisconsin to Marquette, Michigan, but the premier spot is here on Lake Superior, at a place called Stony Point. But the best surf arrives when it's coldest, when fall and winter storms kick up high winds, big waves, and often sub-zero temperatures.
On those really cold days, your eyelids will, you know, sometimes get stuck, freeze shut for a bit, and you have to kind of pry them open.
The big waves are also intermittent. They might only happen every few weeks. So Tima's founded the Lake Superior Surf Club with a website where diehards can monitor wave and weather conditions. Many have flexible schedules so they can leave at a moment's notice. Mark Anderson drove up early from St. Paul, where he's an underwriter for a large bank. Anderson grew up in the Twin Cities, but learned to surf visiting cousins in San Diego, and still can't quite believe he's doing the same thing in Minnesota.
I don't care where you've surfed before or what you've done before. There's no file folder for standing in the snow and jumping off of a ice-covered rock into Lake Superior to go catch waves that any surfer anywhere in the world, pro or beginner, would envy.
Anderson acknowledges the waves here aren't generally as big as the towering waves that can crash into Hawaii and elsewhere, but he says there are times when they come close.
The biggest and the gnarliest wave I've ever caught in my life was right up there. It had blown 50 to 55 for a day and a half, and there were 14-foot faces out there breaking just like on the TV show Hawaii 5-0.
Later that morning, Bob Tima catches a big 8-foot wave. He crouches low on his board and cuts under a curtain of spray that curls over him. The iconic surfing image, except for the wetsuit.
Look at him, get covered up! Right on, Bob, a little tube ride, that's the ultimate.
Eric Wilkie, the Southern California transplant, says he makes it look easy, but Lake Superior surfing can be dangerous. There's the ice-cold water, plus surfers aren't as buoyant in freshwater as they are in the salt. And Wilkie says the waves come much faster than in the ocean, every 5 seconds or so.
You take off on the first or second wave, and you wipe out. then the, you've got 4, 5, 6, 8 waves maybe right behind you, smash you in the head to fall down on top of your head before you can get back to your boat, get back on your board and swim out of there to safety.
But in the 15 years Bob Thieme has been surfing here, he says there have been no major injuries. Eric Wilkie says it's a close bunch of surfers who look out for one another. He says there's a warmth and camaraderie in the surf scene here unlike anywhere else. Kind of funny, he muses, that would happen in the coldest surf water imaginable. For Only a Game, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth, Minnesota.
So much fun.